Okay, we're up to Sif Yud Aleph and Simen Yud Gimel, which really starts a totally second portion of the Simen. The beginning of the Simen dealt with the 90 days, or we said it's 92 days. It's 90 plus the day of the divorce, the day of the marriage. You need the 90-day space between those 2 days, which are called the Chatshe Havchana. And from Sif Aleph through Sif Yud, we dealt with this, the idea that a woman who gets divorced or becomes widowed needs 90 days to remarry. We said that's a loy plug in Sif Aleph. And later in Sif Hey, we added that the same thing is true about a geiris. A woman who is megayer, she needs 90 days of havchana. Although there we said it's not a loy plug. For whatever reason, we differentiated at that time. And those are the gezeiris of Havchana. Sif Yud Aleph is no less a source in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, but it's something much more serious than the 90 days of Havchana. Here we talk about the din of Meinekes Chaveiroi and Mu'uberes Chaveiroi, which can cause a lot of heartache to people. The underlying theme of this is that a woman who becomes widowed or divorced when she's carrying a child is really extremely limited in when she can get married. She's not allowed to get married when she's mu'uberes chaveira, you know, marry somebody else while she's pregnant with the child. And once she finishes the pregnancy, she becomes a meinekes chaveira. She's nursing someone else's child. And Chazal gave a time, we'll see, of Chofta al Chadashim, Tasa for 2 years. So she can easily be Asa for 2.5 years to remarry, which is certainly a tremendous chumrah, but it's a dina de gemara, it's not something that we take lightly.
Nowadays, if she stops nursing, would that be good enough?
So I guess the question is it a loy plug or not? We said by Havchana that Grusha Amana was a light plug, Geras is not, so I guess we're going to have to see here if it's a light plug, and that's a lot of what the discussion's about. Now, by way of introduction, you see Simen Yud Gimel, the first 2 pages, 2 sides, 10 sifim, right?
Yeah.
10 sifim. Now look at Sif Yud Aleph, if you'll turn the page a couple of times. Why is it so long? It's all Pisrei Tshuvas. It's all Pisrei Tshuva. It goes on for parts of 3 sides of a page. Because, as we're going to learn, there are a lot of extraordinary situations where the Tshuva Svarim probe for different kulis and different ways to be mitzarif shitas to be mekel. So this is the arichas we're going to have. We're going to do is go through the Mechaber Ramah straight, Sif Yud Aleph, all 4 sides. And once we do that, we'll start all over again and we'll do it slowly.
What's the reason?
So that's what we're going to deal with. Right away, the Taz, the Chag Sfechai, can bring the reason. So we'll see in a moment.
But why should it be any different? If a woman is married and she has the baby...
So I guess once we see the reason, we'll be able to answer that. So it won't take long.
Is the Beit Shmuel and the Chalkas from Kukov also 1600s following that pattern?
Yeah, 100%. I've told you in the past, Mechaber Ramah, the 1500s, the first circle around him are the 1600s. The what's interesting is that in the 60s, there was a big movement that women should nurse.
Yeah.
50s, 60s, 70s. There was a big movement. It was part of the feminist movement, I think. I think my mother once told me that her doctor told her, cows nurse. And mothers should give bottles. Something to that effect. Cows nurse. In the Rav Yonasan Shtaib's Sefer, Chadoshim Gam Yishonim, he has a Sefer on, it's a mixture of halacha and pirish on, he has one on brachas and one on cholin, as far as I know. In the one on brachas, in the first parak of brachas, he's going on the Gemara. The Gemara there learns out It's in the first parak. Where is that Hilchus Tfilah from Chana? It's probably in the fourth parak.
Yeah,
the fourth parak, right?
Fifth parak.
So Gemara learns out from Chana all the halachis of davening, all the things she said to Eli.
Yeah.
So we learn out the dinim of davening. And then the Gemara says that she said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dadim halolu shenasata li lama. Lama li lahanik. So tell me, Ben, thank you. He said, why do I have breasts in order to nurse? So give me a child so I can nurse. That was
the formula really become very commonplace? I mean, there was an alternative.
Okay. Well, what he says, what he writes there, is shmamina, that the doctors are wrong, that it's important to nurse. And then he adds, ulai nishtana hateva. Today, statistically, women who nurse are less prone to the different feminine cancers. Today, the studies show that breast cancer, even the other types of cancer, leilenu, that nursing somehow develops the antibodies or the protection against it. I don't know if they fully understand why, but it appears that way. And I think there's a turn back. So nursing for those women who can. Somebody who has a career obviously can't. But be that as it may, the time of the Gemara for sure, it was the derech to nurse, and probably for the child, the formula maybe is good. The question is for the mother, I guess.
They had a wet nurse back then.
There was such a thing as a wet nurse back then, which was for the child, not for the mother. You find by Yocheved.
How else did
a
child survive?
A child survived
200 years ago.
You find that Pais can talk about being Mechal Shabbos for a woman to be able to nurse as a sakana to the vlad, if you cannot. You find that in Pesachim, and especially by a small baby. And I had a Shiloh in Philly recently with a baby who wouldn't take a bottle, would only nurse. And there were issues that involved Chil Shabbos in order to get the baby to nurse. And it was a preemie, and usually preemies don't nurse well. This preemie was the other way, where I was nursing and not taking bottles. And there could be cases where it at least borders on questions of sakana. At any rate, we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the Sifir Aleph, and as you said, in that time they had no other way but to nurse or to ride a wet nurse. It's clear from the Paiskin that they were able, at a certain age at least, to substitute the lashon they use is Cholav Ubeim for the child. So it was, although Cholav Ubeim were considered expensive once upon a time. Now, so let's do a Sifir Aleph. Let's see what there can be a lot of questions, because there are a lot of questions, but I think before we learn the Mechaber Amor, we can't really discuss the topics. So let's go from beginning to end. We'll turn back to the beginning and we'll try to find out the reasons for this. Okay, Sifir Aleph. Gazru Chacham Mishlo Yisa Adam V'lo Yikadesh. That's an important line. Lo Yikadesh, not only Erisin, but even Kiddushin. A person can't become pregnant after Kiddushin. They're also in Betashmish. So, you're not even allowed to do Kiddushin. Muberes Chaveri. Can't be Mekadesh, somebody who's pregnant from a different father. V'loi Minekes Chaveri. And that's a woman who's nursing a child from another father. Adshe Yiyah Levlad Chav Dalet Chadoshim. Until the child has 24 months, the Hainu Lefima Shekayver Achadashim Echad Molei VeEchad Chaser. Not sure why he puts that in. He says based on the Echad Molei Echad Chaser, so that it's a uniform number of days. The months typically switch off. Adarishan had 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Now Adarsheni is Adarishan is going to be 30 days again. Adar is typically 29 days, and Nisan is 30, and Iyar is 29, and Sivan is 30. It alternates typically, and obviously when you have a Chodesh Iyar, it breaks the the alternating.
There's no Shema Yikad Menu Acher here because no one was married. No, he can't be Makadish.
And if Shema Yikad, he also can't.
What?
What's the difference between Shema Yikad and Acher? When I'm at the Isur, because Shema Yikad and Acher, right? If you're not allowed, you're not allowed. Okay? Chutz miyayim shenayle viyayim shenizkacha. So it's actually 24 months plus 2. We have, aside from the day, we had this by the 90 days also. Chutz miyayim shenayle. Look at that. I was just astounded this morning. This happens to us all the time. Where in Ebenezer do you think it talks about an extra Adar? Here we are on the second day of Adar Rishon, and we have here a machlokes b'chaver Amor, what to do with the extra Adar. You believe it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu always winks at us.
How can it be
machlokes?
I mean, a baby.
How could it be? Let's see. But the fact that God made this bump in day, I didn't plan this out. I'm going to get to this today. But let's see the Machlokes B'Chaver Rama. We'll come back to it. B'Chaver says, the double Adar counts as 2 months. Rama says, Yeshem L'Chatzila Yachshah Pilu Chayde Sheber. And some say, no, you need 25 months when there's a Chayde Sheber. I remember we were learning Cheska Sabbatim. It says a Chazak is 3 years. So one of the Mefarshim said, what happens if there's a Chaydash Eber? And he started talking about it. I couldn't understand. What do you mean, what happens if there's a Chaydash Eber? You never have 3 years without a Chaydash Eber. Like, what happens if it happens to come out? There's always a Chaydash Eber in the 3 year period.
Two
you could have.
11, 14, 17, 19.
So most of the time, there's going to be a Chaydash Eber in a two year span. Because seven... There are 19 months in the cycle. Seven are Ibiyas, and you have 2 years. So it's 14 chances out of 19. What?
This is number eight.
That's why it's so late. This is number eight in the cycle. That's why El is Labor Day weekend. It's Chodesh Shel, not Rosh Hashanah. It's in September. So we're going to see what the machlaikis is. The everyone explains it, but like I said, I want to go straight to what's the machlaikis. The chay sheber counts. We're not going to learn the side and the chay sheber, but let's finish the shulchan aruch. Bein she he almana, bein she grusha, bein she mizana. Now, obviously, mizana is one of the most difficult cases, but both an almana, grusha, or a mizana, v'yesh mekila. Throughout Ebenezer, the Rama is only a machmir. So here he has a couple of kulas. One kula is Yesh Makilim Mizana. We're going to get to Mizana next week. Of Yesh Lahakel, the Mufkeris Liznus, the Shebala Mishamra. A woman who's Mufkeris Liznus. Now, nowadays it means she's a bum. But once upon a time, it meant she had no means of support, that people took advantage of her. So we'd let her get married. Now, Afilu Nasta Bala Minekes. Gets mechamer, even if she gave a child to a wet nurse. Like the blessed b'techav dal chaydish, she should stop nursing. Not everyone nurses 24 months. Still loyti nasei, afilu nishpa haminekes oy nadra al dasram mishlei tazaba. Even so, made a shvuah to keep on nursing the child. Again, the Rama finds a kula. Yeshayim did nishpa haminekes v'kineis lo yaitzi. It's a bidyevet. If she already married, it could be Seimach on the Shavuah. What's that he arguing about? We'll come back to it. Afilum Nishbala Adam Gadol. Even if she promised to always nurse the child, so the government won't let her remarry unless the child has support. Obviously, if the child died, she's allowed to marry. We're not Chayshish, she'll kill him in order to marry. Okay. If she stopped nursing while her first husband was still alive, and then the husband died, so she didn't stop nursing Dafka in order to remarry, so then we're not here. It's an important kula. A woman who can't nurse, she doesn't have, her breasts don't produce milk. Or the milk stopped while her husband was alive. This is all when her first husband was still alive. Or the baby was 3 months in a wet nurse and got used to her. So the sif ends with kulas, which are primarily B'chayei Baila. And I guess we'll come to that last. So this is the rather long sif. We're going to turn back to the beginning, and we're going to deal with the typical cases. The end of the sif tale deals with the not typical cases. So we're going to deal now with the typical cases. So we start again, and we ask why. Okay, again, the beginning of the sif, Gazucham Shalayisad of Alayikadesh, Muberes Chaveiro. Interesting, the language makes it sound like this is on him. No? Language. It's how a guy, you should not marry, even get Kiddushin, to Muberes Chaveiro, and Meir Nechas Chaveiro. What's the reason for it? So, look into the Chalkas Mechaikat test on the right side, about seven lines up. Gazucham Shalayisad, Hatamavu Vigamara. He doesn't bring the reason. He says Atam of the Gemara. So before we go on the bottom of the page of the Taz Hey, he brings the Gemara. A Muberes Chaveira, the end of the Taz. Hatam be Gemara b'minekes Shema Tia Muberes v'tisacher Chelva v'tisabeit Chelva. Maybe she'll become pregnant from her new husband, and she's going to lose, a woman who becomes pregnant loses her milk. And her husband will die, the baby will die of hunger. Now someone asks, what about if she's still with her first husband? It says, normally this child is the child of her husband. So the husband just is the father of the child. He's interested in keeping the child alive, and he'll provide. Eggs and milk was considered expensive breakfast, meal. Mishaykin Khan, Shavia Tinik Meis. Now that Davia Tinik Davia La Busha Litvaya Liyarshav, should be ashamed to go to the Yarshav for money. So therefore, we're afraid that she won't nurse. V'tama de muberes chaverim b'gemara de stamu beres leminika kaima. Stamu beres will end up being meinik. Dainu shtia achkach meinika. So it's all one big thing. Al tanak. So these are the two things. Menekes chaverim muberes chaveri. Yes, why you have to say menekes if you say muberes al tanak? Yes, why it has to say both. But this is the reason. The reason is purely. It is purely a reason of Hanukkah that she lose the milk. We want to protect the baby for the milk.
Isn't it weird science? The clothes change to the second bia, the bia after that she's already pregnant, that there's going to be a viable baby coming afterwards.
No, we're not chayshish to be a viable baby. You're remembering I have a mean in the Gemara. Maskana to Gemara has nothing to do with that. We're not chayshish that a pregnant woman will have a second pregnancy.
Okay.
The reason is not that. The reason of a pregnancy is because she's going to nurse after the baby's born. And if she'll remarry, she may become pregnant, not during this pregnancy, during the nursing period, and then she'll lose her milk to be able to support the baby. Because I use a very strong lashon bring a pasuk from Mishlei on this about being masi gavul chaveiroi. That the baby has a right to be nursed, and you're going to be another husband. It's like masi gavul of the baby to cheat the baby out of the milk. So this is the reason that's brought here in the Paiskim. In the Rambam, he brings a Tam Sheni, which is also based on a Gemara, that we're afraid that in order to make herself more attractive for marriage, she's going to stop nursing the baby. She'll stop nursing, she wants to remarry, and she feels no one's going to want to marry her if she's nursing, because people want to marry someone and have a child. And she might stop nursing. So they give a second reason, also related to the nursing, for a reason for the reason for this. Now, the first big question is whether this gezeira was made with a loy plug. Today we have formula. Today things are easier. Was this gezeira made with a loy plug? So going back to Chalkas Mechaikot Tess, he says, Gazru Chachamim Shelo Yisa Adam Hatama Bubba Gemara. And then he says, Umashmais HaGemara De Medamala Legimel Chadashim Davchana Mashma After Loi Shayach Shemet Tisaber. Just like by the 3 months of Avchana was a loy plug, even a woman who can't become pregnant, Kagan Shahu Sris, he can't father a child. I feel a Hachi Aser. Why does it say because she can't have a child? Yeah. She's pregnant, right? There it says she's a veilinus, right? Here it's Kagan that he can't have father a child. I feel a Hachi Aser, come on, Gabi Avchana. Valken, Kedushin Aser, come on, Yisuin. What? How can a Swiss marry her? A Swiss is allowed to marry her. Only certain injuries you're not allowed to get married. You're talking about Sabtsuadaka?
Yeah.
Sabtsuadaka is only Bidei Adam. Sabtsuadaka Bidei Shemayim is allowed to marry. Right? It's only there are limited things that are us. So the Zokti Chalkas B'chayis, the life poker. That's why Kiddushin is also. She doesn't become pregnant, can lay out Sifalif. He's saying, just like Havchana was a light plug, here it's a light plug. Gabi Beisyaisa Medamalu Adadi. V'loimir Heta Shiduchin Bavchana Mimei Nekes. Okay, we had a tumult in Sif Aleph, if Shiduchim is Mutter. And what it said there, the Ramon Sif Aleph said, Muteris Lasa Shiduchin B'loi Erisin. On the condition they don't go together into a house, B'yichud, which anyway, they're really awesome. The Beis Yosef there, and the Chas Chaim said they have to make a shvua. So the shayla here is whether she can go into shiduchim. She can't get married. She has to wait 24 months. But she doesn't want to start dating in 24 months. She just wants to start dating a few months earlier to so that at the end of the 24 months. Actually, she probably anticipates an engagement of a few months plus dating for a while. So she wants to start earlier. So what it says here is that shiduchim is like over there. And what does that mean? So he says in parentheses, what's a limer? At Beis Yosef, Tchila Semenzeh Kasush, Loshadach Balei Kedushin Mutta Gabe Avchana, the Kasush came with Chuvas Harash married by Menekes. So you see, Menekes is the same, and that is a heter to be Isaac and Shiduchim already from the very beginning. But Al Kopanim, the Chalkas V'Chaykik says that it's a loy plug, shiduchim is mutter, but he says it's a loy plug. The Beis Shmuel says the same thing, that it's also that it's a loy plug, and that makes it much harder to find heterim as we go through the sibbet. Now, before we start with the avenues of heterim, let's just discuss the first Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva Yudalit. Uberes chavei, right? I'm the sefer b'kei Yosef. That's the chida. I see it. Binyan isha shen the sabra babatya ishar yelina saying she uberes aminika. A woman who became pregnant not through relations with a man, she became pregnant through zera that went into her body, babati. So as we know, it's a gemara chagiga that says it's possible, and that zera was such a child. The Sabra Babati, which is science fiction until nowadays, when we have in vitro IVF.
Do you need Yoreh Kechetz, though? Yoreh Kechetz in order to...
It has to come out of the man, Yoreh Kechetz. But once the Zera is there, it doesn't have the Yoreh Kechetz. Now, obviously, this became... So this is the thing. If you're using, there are two types of in vitro fertilization. There's IVFH, which is from the husband, and there's IVFD, which is from a donor. So there are two types of in vitro. Now, obviously, if it's the husband, it's not Meinekas Chaveirai, it's not Muberes Chaveirai, she's Muberes of her husband. So if it's from a husband, there's no issue. Obviously, the Kavana of the Birkei Yosef is in a case where she's pregnant from someone else's zera, and the question is whether the rules muberes chaveira and minekas chaveira apply. So here it comes out an incredible chumrah. You can have a woman who's married and they're having fertility issues, and whether they should do it or shouldn't do it, but lamaisa, if they used donor sperm to make her pregnant, So if she's Muberes Chavera, now she becomes also to her husband, who's eager to have the pregnancy.
So that's
a good point.
You have a half part of three months, and the pregnancy comes out in the fourth month, and she gets married after the 3 months.
Good. So, if she's married or she's not married? She's married.
She had a half part of 3 months from her previous husband.
Right. And she's pregnant.
No, she doesn't know she's pregnant.
Well, we assume after 3 months she'll know.
Okay.
But you're right.
She gets married after 3 months. The baby comes out. We know it's the first husband's baby, but it's the fourth month already, right?
So that view to the night view that's a true about that. Okay.
Well, so but it can happen.
It could happen. It definitely could happen.
This is what happened. If someone doesn't have IVF, somebody else from a different person, does she have to wait 3 months from the husband from separation?
Hafkara?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little maybe the kichuch to need hafkara, that maybe she's pregnant for her husband. We're talking about she's not becoming pregnant for her husband.
Right,
it's much more serious than if it's 3 months plus.
So the question is, she has to wait. Who's in treatment?
So this is the issue. This is the issue. Does she have to wait on multiple reasons?
Oh.
Okay. Now, Rav Chaim is saying is mentioned now. But obviously, there aren't a lot of tshuvas that go back a very long time on the topic. The Birkei Yosef, it's interesting. He says the gzeira muveras chaveira minekas chaveira shouldn't apply to the sabra bambatia. It's loy shchiach. Bizman hazeh, where it's somewhat shchiach, definitely. A routine medical procedure, more and more shchiach as time goes on. So the question is whether the Birkei Yosef, he didn't say lo shchiach, ends up as suffik. He didn't have to paskin. He didn't have anybody in front of him that was the muberes barbati. So he had no need to paskin. So he says a suffik. Today it became commonplace that people are impregnated through IVF, and the question is how these dinim apply. So the Mecha Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman, has a tshuva in Siman Tzadik Ches, in the third volume. In Siman Tzadik Ches, he has a long tshuva on many topics related to IVF, and in Ois Tes, he deals with our Siman. It begins by saying, Birkei Yosef, Siman Yud Gimel, Mestapik, B'isha Shemesabra Bambati, Ishari Lehinase, that's how he calls the Birkei Yosef, as I told it to you. And so they say, he doesn't say who. He says, I see Paiskim in our day. They're right that Bazra Malachte, Malachusis, Shudav Shriach, Vade Moide Daaser. He's quoting Paiskim that she now has to separate from her husband the entire period of Ibor, of the 9 months of pregnancy, plus 2 years of nursing.
Are we differentiating Zelener from husband?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, husband is
not
a shayla.
Husband is not
a shayla.
What about
Afkhana?
What
about Afkhana? You could question about Afkhana as well. You could question. I think that they're assuming that there's no issue of Afkhana because they're using the donor sperm because they know husband can't... can't make her pregnant. I assume that's why he doesn't go into it. But he brings from an Avnei Meluim. The Avnei Meluim says, Mamish, what you said, Chaim. The Avnei Meluim, the Simeon Yud Gimel, the first Avnei Meluim, he says that the Isser is only when they got married, the Isser. They got married, the Isser, she's a Nechas Chaverim, Uberes Chaverim, not allowed to get married. He says, but if she got married and Nimsas Muberes, and they found out she's a Muberes later, that there's no chiyuv to separate her from her husband. And The whole issa that Chazal asked was to marry muberes chaverim neches chaverim. Not if someone is already married to muberes chaverim neches chaverim. And this he goes with it. This is the way he passed it. Now, there are people who follow the psak of the Samarov and Rav Reish and those who hold that a woman is not allowed to become pregnant of someone else's zera. Okay, we have certainly the yeshiva world, most of the halacha world, we have the psak of Rav Meish. The Nesh Sish, of course, not allowed to be bizana with a different man. If she comes pregnant from a man, Derech Zbia, the child's a mamzer. So Rav Meish says there's no mamzeris except through a bia that's aser. If a bia is aser, a bia that's isakaris, the child becomes a mamzer. But through fertilization throughout a bia, whether it's putting in zera or planting a baby, either way, there's no mamzeris. Now the Samir Rebbe argued with this. It was the period between the Samir Rebbe and Rav Moshe was over this, and it was a tremendously, I think, painful episode for Rav Moshe himself. Rav Moshe wanted very much that his psukim should be mekubal across the board, and he had until that point a good relationship with the Samir Rebbe. He wrote numerous tshuvas to try to prove his point. Eventually, he saw that the more he writes, the more people are aware of the dispute. So his last, probably half a dozen tshuvas on the topic, where he's answering that time is, he did not publish Nigras Moshe. After he passed away, they knew he had a kapeda not to publish Nigras Moshe. They didn't know what to do with it. He wrote tshuvas. So they put it in the Dibras Moshe. There's one volume that's Ksuvas Nedarim. He didn't get around in his lifetime to writing a lot of Ksuvas and Nedarim. So they put it between Ksuvas and Nedarim and the Dibras Moshe. So most people are never going to find it. Somebody who wants and really is going into it in depth will find the Tshuvas. But this was the issue. Their main taina, interestingly enough, was that the language of the Pasuk by Mamzeris is the Lashon of Zera. I mean, the Lashon Akra is they'll use the Lashon of somebody else's Zera. That's Lashon of Pasi. And that was a dispute. Now, what's it got to do with us? In those circles where people want to be Chayshish, so they don't want to have a child that'll be a Mamzer, according to one Shita. So what they do is sometimes, if they're not Kayanim, they divorce their wives. They do get the tzina. They quietly divorce their wives. Then they do the IVF. And then they remarry. Now, adachshash of mazeh gerushasa, we said it doesn't apply. If a woman's mezana in between, mazeh gerushasa, oh, she gets married in between. We had this earlier that she's mezana in between, there's no iser. So this is what they do in these circles. They want to avoid the mamzeris issues, so they divorce. Then she becomes pregnant, and then they remarry. Now your hetter falls off. Because now they're getting married when it's muberes chaverim.
At worst, won't it be specific mamzer? Let's say as long as the husband has relations with the wife.
If it's from the husband, it's certainly not a mamzer.
No. Do IVF donor. Husband has relations with the wife.
Yes, the wife. Without a get.
Married, it's his wife.
Well, in most of these cases, we know that he can't make a
wife. We don't say...
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, Suffolk Mamzer is also Suffolk Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer is worse than a regular Mamzer. A Suffolk Mamzer can't marry even a Mamzer. And a Vade Mamzer at least can marry a Mamzer.
Suffolk
Mamzer is possible.
Would Rav Moshe concede that even if it's not a mamzer, it's considered pagum? Pagum was the rabbi.
He's a ben nida.
Say with pagum if the woman didn't keep taras mishpat.
Yeah, what's happening? Here she's keeping. So Rav Moshe writes, not Rav Moshe. Rav Shmuel Zalman writes about people who do this. He says, "Miu imigarshenu says the people that do this, that they get divorced, so she should become pregnant. He says the chashash vazig rishasay leka kibishlo haisel ishacher. She never remarried. Techashig vaday kumu beres chaveray. So he said, "I'd like her chafda al chaydesh meleidasa." He said, "If you're going to do that, you're going to have to wait 24 months. You have to wait 33 months, 9 months of pregnancy, plus 24 months of birth." And it's gonna be Aser. And he says, if the donor's sperm is from a Gaisha father, so choose Nabi Yehuda. It says may nekas chaveray. So Nabi Yehuda holds that doesn't include a guy. If she's pregnant from a guy, either she intermarried or she was a guy, or she waited 3 months of Avchana and she's pregnant. So Nabi Yehuda says it doesn't apply to a guy. So he writes that what's the sphere that way?
Because the baby would still die.
Yeah, yeah. The baby. He's saying if they get divorced.
By a guy.
Oh, so that's the taina back. The taina back is that it's a yichus of a yid, and that's what the matmiya on the Nabi Yehuda. The child is still a Jew, so you're right. So the Nabi Yehuda bases it on the lashon chaveira. At any rate, what's the bottom line? That the bottom line is that if they're married, so he's nakel, that they don't have to wait, because the issue is only to get married, not if they're already married. But if they divorce, then he's machmir to get married. It's interesting, the Tzitz Eliezer is machmir on this in all cases. It's usually Tzitz Eliezer in these types of topics is more of a makel, but here he's mashmir even by married couples for some reason.
Yeah,
okay,
even though the husband is a suis,
Rex Lloyd Plug. But they can't live together. And Lamaisa, it's Avni Buluim, he brings a Nabi Yehuda also that says if they got married, then it's more. I think about Yehuda's here, and they say Tshuva. And he says, if you got married, Safik Muberes, that it's but we're going to have it. It's just so much Pesach Tshuva, but we're going to have the Nabi Yehuda who says the same thing. Okay, at any rate, again, before we get to the coolest, so we have one Shiloh of the IVF and the other Shiloh of the Chaydash Eber. Let's discuss the Chaydash Eber topic, and then we'll get to the coolest of this possible coolest of the Chavdal Chadash. To get to Ebor, you have to turn back to this next side of Sifir Aleph. And your copy is, this, I guess, the third side. We go back to the language of Mechaber Ramah. The guy in the Gra says what they argue. When you ask, what's the Machlaikis? Shulchan Aruch said, the third line, Chaydesh Eber, Oilem Yichavdal Chaydesh, Yeshayim Reim Lechaydesh, Chaydesh Eber, Chaydesh Eber. What's the Machlaikis? Gra Lamed Gimel, Chaydesh Eber, Midlai Kamar Shtei Shanim. The Gra says, what does Chaydesh Eber depend on? If Chazal's Takana was months or years? If the Takana was months, like Avelis is Yud Beis Chaydesh. They didn't say Shana Achas, Yud Beis Chaydesh. So if it's a Iberia, so the Avelis ends at the end of 12 months. Bar Mitzvah, it doesn't say Chadashim, it says Yud Gibel Shanim, it says years. So if it's years, you lose the Chaydesh Eber. You know, you got to wait to Adar Shevi, all the Bar Mitzvah boys. They have to wait till the second Adar to be Bar Mitzvah. So Zav Tegra, Chaydesh Eber, it doesn't count. You 24 months, you don't lose anything by Chaydesh Eber. So Gra La Megimel, but like Hamer, Shtei Shanim. Chayim B'chol HaSugyin D'Ksuvish Shan. In the Sugyin Ksuvish, it says 24 months. Perek Alef D'Nida Amar, HaKel Chav Dalet Chadashim. It says the same Lashon, 24 months. So what's the Yesh Aymrim? So Gwal Abedali, Yeshemim, the Begitnayin, Hayayin, Vav, Amar, Menikasa, Shtei Shadim. Use a Lashon of Shtei Shadim there, that a woman is Menik, a child, Shtei Shadim. So maybe once it says Shtei Shadim, you should have to count the Chaydesh Yibur in the Cheshbin. So this is the tumul whether to be chayshish for chayshish for those that happy chayshish of it, and this is used. There's always tzirufim when they're meikel. The question is, why in Shas do you find one time chavtala chayshish and one time 2 years? They try to confuse us.
It's based on time that she's getting nursed. She doesn't look at the calendar and says, "Oh, maybe you're being nursed for another month."
So if a mitzvah boy, it should be based on how many months.
There's a physical thing that she's nursing for.
I think it depends on the language of the original takana. You know, if it's months, it's months, and it's year. At the bottom, the Chachma Shloimei on the first column, 2 lines from the bottom, he says a shtichel Torah, why the Torah, the Gemara confuses us. He says, Yeshem lechatchil yachshav filosh chaydish yevr nichta betzidei ledaiti ani leachriya kan kach. He says, I think to be Mechriya. The Kama Pam and Niska Bishas Choftalat Chaydesh. Upam and Niska Bei Shanim. It says many times 24 months, and occasionally it says, it's a printing mistake. It says Beis Chadash. We should say Beis Shanim. It doesn't have the new Shulchan Aruch. It says Beis Shanim, right? Now he says, V'ayim B'noi Yehuda Maduri Kama. Shkoz Mizel. L'dayti Yeshlai V'kach. Listen what he says. Kim the Kama L'kama Pamim. Yem Echa Bishana Chashim Shana. Since we pass in many places, 1 day of a year is a year. By Orla, it's that way he's going to bring. Orla is 3 years. But Yom Echa B'chay B'shana Chashur Shana. If you plant it before the beginning of the year, it takes time for it to root. But if it's however long it takes to take root, plus 1 day, it's a year. B'vir B'shami B'paiskin. Aplin Yibisuleh Chayzim Talya B'kviyas Deznin Hashana. So, but by years, the Yerushalmi famously says, a woman's besulim come back before she's 3 years old. If Bezdin makes it a Chaydesh Iber, then the Teva will change. It's going to take her 3 years. Im Shomu La Gimel Shana, V'avru Bezdin Sashana, B'sulei Chayzrin. Ha'igam et Talya B'nyanei Agov, even physical things, Gamzeh Nishtana, B'kfiyas Bezdin. So he's saying that even physical things like nursing, if Bezdin was said 2 years, so it's got to be 2 years, then you need 2 years. What's he saying? Why does it say sometimes 24 months, sometimes 2 years? If it just said 2 years, you would think like by Arla, where he goes on to explain. So it has to tell you, when I say 2 years, I mean 24 months, I mean 2 full years. So it sometimes says it's not to confuse you, it says you need 2 full years. But it says Beishanim, that it's totally in Shanim, and the Mela, he passes L'chumra. It says with Nabi Yehuda, with Tzirufim, we're going to have plenty of Tzirufim to come, is Mekel on the 24 months. Again, we have the Mechaber, the Svaradim will go 24 months, the Ramah would go with 25 months if it's a neighbor, and same Shaila, if a Svaradi man marries an Ashkenazi woman, what's the din? If this is on the man, then it goes by the man. If this is on both of them, it goes by the man. Right, so this is the background. Let's switch over and talk about ways out of this problem. Whatever we spoke about till now was the setting up of the Zayin. There are 3 main areas of potential kula in the gzeira of Meinekas Chavera. Muberes Chavera is a halbitzar. Most women don't want to get married when they're pregnant. They usually want to wait for the chasna until after they give birth. The meinekas chaveira is really the challenging one. Ramesh has a tshuva about a soldier who died in the 73 war, in the Yom Kippur war, and his almana was dating. And Ramesh writes in the tshuva, it's a chelik dalit of Eben Ezra, a tshuva memtes. He says she found somebody, she wants to get married. But it's only 11 months since the husband died. There'll be probably another 3-4 months until they'll get married. They're just about to get engaged. But there she writes that since her husband died...
She was pregnant?
She had just... Yeah, the husband died, she was pregnant. She gave birth. And now she was a menekes. So should have mentioned that. So she's a Bedekes. So Ramosha writes in the Tshuva that here the government supports the child. Somebody who died in the war, and the Israeli government provides support. So there's no chashash. The chashash, if she doesn't nurse, the baby won't have what to eat. The government provides support. So the question is, if we say like plod there, so we'll see why. But Ramesh the Elamais is nakel. We'll discuss why. But yeah.
You say the same thing nowadays against formula.
You have to have money to buy formula.
But is
everybody has money. Everybody can buy formula. If everyone can buy, you're right. Unfortunately, there are people who have a hard time buying.
We trust the government more than we trust the individual.
The individual doesn't always have
the Jewish community decided to have it like, we're responsible for any Menachem Spavin. Would that suffice?
If the Shvuah is made, yeah, it could be. So we'll discuss. Let's go to Seder. I told you, you have three areas of Kula. The third that we're going to discuss, third has to do with support. The first is the most famous. You turn back to the first side, there's a Chafa Shleima on the bottom. Chafa Shleima says that who nurses 24 months these days? The Chafa Shleima is Shleima Kurda. So it's going back a couple of centuries. But he says, who nurses 24 months these days? He says, most women nurse up till 18 months in his day. So they nurse up to 18 months. So why do we need 24 months? It's not, nobody nurses 24 months. So he writes here, if you look at the bottom of Chafa Shleima, Lulei de Bistafina, he says, Nil Lulei de Heter Chadash, Bedekes Zaraz Elias Materes, Lina Se Acher Yutches Chaydish. He says, should be Mutter after 18 months. 24 months, in time of Chazal, they nurse 24 months. They nurse 18 months. What's the problem with that? The problem is, Chazal made a gzeira. So why are you coming? It's a lifelong gzeira. You can't come with reasons. So he writes in his Arichus, which goes up to the next slide, that the din that a bezin sheni can't be mevatel divrei the bezin rishon elam can't go l'minyan of chachma l'minyan. He says it's only to be mevatel, to totally be mevatel that takana. But to say that kind of stands, just instead of 24 months, the Mitzvah today is 18 months, not just arbitrarily, but because of their reason. That's not called Mevatel Chaveira. He brings a raya, the Gemara says in Megillah that Rebbe wanted to be Mekel on Tisha B'Av, Bizman Hazeh. So Tosfos says, you're Mevatel Beza Chaveira? He says, no, he wanted to make Tisha B'Av like a regular fast day. He wanted to make in the morning a regular fast day. So you see that to adjust Gzeira, that's not called Bevatel. So you can't just adjust it because you're in the mood, but it's a reason. 24 months, today is 18 months, Shalva Yisrael. What? No, you say you need a Sanhedrin to be Bevatel, Divrei Bezin Chaveira. But if you hold, you're sticking to the Divrei Bezin, you're just adapting it now like Rebbe wanted to, so we could also. So Ramesha, the first Ebenezer, the first Chelik Ebenezer, has a tshuva. He was asked about whether a person could be mekel on the Yudches Chaydish, and I'm sorry, Evan has a base Tshuva Tess. He says he doesn't understand Shlomo Kluger's rule. He says, look up the cases in Shas where it talks about being bezin yachol vatal doing bezin chavera. He says one of the cases is Pesachus Megillah, but not the Hamin base, not base of the base. It says that they said that they were matir because of the farms to be magdim the kriya to the 11th day of Adar. So right. Gemara says you can't be mevatel divrei bezin chaveira, right? Gemara finds a makar in the Megillah, but yeah, they don't want to be mevatel the whole Purim. They want to push back the kriya of Megillah a few days. The Ikar Purim stays, and in most places the Purim is still going to be yudat as well, and it's just to adjust it. So Moshe says, I don't understand his logic. But Moshe says he can be mekel anyway, because of a different reason. Ein bez yachol levatel divrei bezin chaveira. You got to go back. What was the takana? Moshe says, mechiah from the Gemara, the original takana was me nekes chaveira. It wasn't Chav Dalet Chayish. How do I know? Because the Takana is brought already from Doris Kadmaidim. And we find that Remeir, who's already in the post-Chorban Doris of Tanaim, they're arguing, is it Machlekes in the Gemara? Is it Chav Dalet Chayish or Tesvav Chayish? The Achaluk Hideis in the Gemara, how many months? Now this Takana goes back generations before. If the Takana was the number of months, then what are they arguing about? Must be the Takana was the Loshen HaMishnah, Meinek HaSchaveira, Mulber HaSchaveira. And then, in the Doris that followed, every Dari, whatever it did, it estimated the Psak. He says, what's the Machloik, is Chav Dalet or not? Yochashu should be Yuta, Rabbi Yishu says. A Miut, that there is still Chav Dalet, Chaydesh, is, they were Chayshish for. The other titles, no. But so he's saying, as Rabbi Yishu says, he says, therefore, this man has said that even a miut, not a miut, a shchiach, that there is 24 months. So Rav Moshe is asking him to Shlomo Kluger to be makel on 18 months. Now you all understand that once you open the floodgates, it goes flying out already. So how you makel 18 months? Okay. So Pnei Yeshua comes along, and this is the Kuntshus Akrei. He says, Bekushi hetarti. We're going to see examples of the stories that happened. It was really a kushi. A woman's left with a bunch of little children and no parnasa, and she wants to get married and have a husband. And the kushi hetarti, he said, tezbav chaydish. He pushed it back from 18 months back to 15 months. He said, the kushi hetarti, like once you open it up, you open it up. Ramesha, in the tshuva that printed in his lifetime, was only makel 18 months. Chelik Dalet, Tshuva Mem Tes, which he did not publish in his lifetime, is the letter to Eretz Yisrael after the 73 war, which Rav Moshe passed away in 86. If he would have wanted, he could have published that Tshuva. The Tshuva was written in 11 months after the 73 war. It was written in 74. It's there, Tavshin, or it's Lama Dalet. And there, as I said, he's makel on a woman who wants to get engaged 11 months after giving birth. And it's going to be another 3 months till she gets married. He writes in the tshuva, it's toiv if you'll wait yud ches chaydesh. But if it's a shas hadchak, she writes. She has one of her late husband's friends who is willing to marry her. But he's going to have to wait to 24 months. You know, he's not going to commit. Who knows what it'll be? And it's a Bakan Sairafar. And so Rav Moshe there is Makel. He says it's type to wait the Yud Ches Chaydish, but if not, it is the added factor that the government has promised to support the child. So there, he writes Poshet Lahatir. He's writing to his grandson in Eretz Yisrael, he has a Rappaport family grandson, that you can tell them it's Mutter.
She stopped nursing.
Now, what?
She stopped nursing.
I don't remember if in the tshuva she stopped nursing. I don't remember, but at any rate, the point is that she certainly will. And the point is that like once the gates are open itself, well, then Moshe would have been asked him to publish. That's some of the complaints about the posthumously published tshuvas of Moshe. I don't think anybody accuses anyone of forging his words. Maybe that also do that too. But the question is, if everything he ever wrote, he meant to be a broad-based heter, Rav Moshe was makel under these special circumstances. Would he have been makel publicly? You know, it's somewhat questionable.
But
what? Yeah, she's stopping nursing. Yeah, I don't know if she already stopped or she's stopping. Yeah, I think that's the context of that. So Al Kaponim, like I said, the floodgates are open. Darach HaShulchan, at the end of this siman, writes the following. Listen to his language. Baruch HaShulchan wasn't the biggest machmir in Jewish history. He writes, Yesh Pisoim. Not Psoim, Shemer Psoim Hashem.
Pesis.
What's a Pesi? As a boy, I thought Pesi means a Yerushimayim. I told this once to Gedalia Shore. He tried to quit smoking all the time. And once he munched the cigarette, he was walking past me. And he used to always tell everyone that I've tried to quit. So he told me, I'm trying to quit. So I told him, Shem Ripsam Hashem. I really thought Rav Moshe Nigrosrei is Shem Ripsam Hashem. I thought it means somebody's Yirei Shemayim who else did God watch. So I remember I told my Chavrusi, he said, you didn't say that. He said, I did say it. So he said, that's not what it means. I didn't believe him. I looked it up. So I went back to Rav Shlomo to apologize. I went back to apologize. I told him I didn't know what I was saying. So he said, no, you are right. anyway, getting back to Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Yesh Pesayim, meaning fools, Sha'avru v'nenshu, they were punished from Shemayim. Al Omram Shebizman Azeh She'im Menikim B'neyem Shnei Shanim Eitzach La'amkin. He says, Avru v'nenshu. He says, because they say you don't have to wait 2 years, Hevel Yipza Piyem. How do you translate Hevel Yipza Piyem? The word is giving out hot air. The Gam Chazal Yadu Shuroi Banim En Yankin Shnei Shanim Shleimais. I told you at the beginning the Rambam brings a different reason. The women are going to stop nursing in order to get married. It says Yardu Chachamim L'das Hanoshim. Chum understood the feminine psyche. Shrei Tavosan L'Yinase. They want very much to remarry. Lo Yachushu L'Takonas Avlad. Chamay Shachush Meyid. She's really going to believe it, that the child doesn't need the nursing. I want to tell you a big rule. Shechazal levad goydel kedushasa bechachbasa meteres Hashem. Besides that they knew and understood the Torah, they were also wise in nature and in knowing about the world, more than all the people that want to disagree with them. His name is about Rosh Lama Kluger. He says, period. Very unhappy with this kula. I mentioned to you in the past that I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I think it. I don't know if it's true. It seems to me very often that those who wrote a pirish on Shulchan Aruch were very straight by the book, and those who wrote tshuvas and had a woman standing in front of them, that it was a Shas HaTchak Gadol, they were more chayker to find kulis. I find this all the time, that the tshuvas are more, but he's not writing this as a tshuva, he's writing it as he's writing a pirish on the Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know if it's a teretz, but Lamaisa, he's not happy. Some sefer is also not happy knocking down the months. So what's the bottom line? Kefiat Tzairich. It's like every time you have a machlekes hapaiskim, it's a Shabbat derabanan. You have to remember, it's not Shabbat deraisa. Shabbat derabanan. You have a machlekes hapaiskim. So this is the first of the three kulis that the Yud Beis Chayde, the Chavdal of Chaydish took down on it, and the other kulis will have next.